I love being a Unitarian Universalist, but some days I have a little bit of envy, especially around big holidays like Easter. Today, in churches across the country and even across the world, bells are pealing, trumpets are trumpeting, and children are singing, "He has risen. He has risen indeed." Today, both Eastern Orthodox and Western Christians celebrate Easter, the day they recognize as the one the Son of God came back and defeated death. If I may share a brief chronology of Holy Week. On Thursday, our Christian neighbors had Maundy Thursday service, honoring the last time that Jesus broke bread with the disciples at a Passover meal. A bit later, he's taken away by police, betrayed by a friend for a sack of coins. And the next day, Friday, he is tried in court and sentenced to death. And by Friday night, he is dying. With Christians honor this service with a Good Friday service. Good just meaning holy, not positive. I always found that confusing. So Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, these are sad services. These are times to remember that we humans betray each other. We fail each other. That even the most moral and promising and inspiring among us can be crucified. Whether he was God or not, whether he was perfect or not, he was a young man who was agitating for justice, and he was dead. These services, Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, they are funeral services, times when followers are asked to feel the despair that Jesus' friends and family felt when he died cruelly and so very young. But then comes Easter, sweet Easter. He is not dead, he has risen. Sadness is redeemed and tears turn into laughter. In Christian churches, people sing not, "Lo, the earth awakes again," but "Jesus Christ is risen today." Life triumphs over death. God beats death. The catharsis is deep, deep sadness turning to joy, tears drying in the bright light of redemption. Of course, it can't be that simple. Not to me. Why would a loving God require a blood sacrifice? Why did Jesus have to suffer and die at all? This idea of redemptive suffering, that Jesus suffered abuse at the hands of humans, so much abuse that it eventually killed him to redeem those same humans, this is a really ugly legacy. Ministers and priests for centuries telling women, love your abusive husband because, you know, Jesus was abused and it was redeeming and God will love you for taking that. Parenting books that insist children should be spanked because as Jesus suffered, our children should suffer. Suffering is redeeming. Centuries of Jews massacred in the name of them being Christ killers, when in the Bible it's pretty clear that it's God who said Jesus should die. Today we have the incredible glorification of violence in movies like The Passion of the Christ and in our neighboring churches like good old Mars Hill, where... where vicious and graphic descriptions of Jesus' death make people faint and wail and repent. Torture descriptions used as conversion technique. Come on, guys. Is that really what Jesus would do? I don't think so. I think we should get back to the roots of Easter. It is spring and our earth has awoken again. After months of wet and cold and dark, tulips are blossoming, boldly show-off colors, tall in the wind. So trees are laden with blossoms, so many blossoms that it's amazing the branches don't break with the weight of them. And something somewhere smells incredible, herbal and sweet. It smells amazing, and it's light until 8 o'clock. It feels like a miracle. After months of layering sweater and jacket and raincoat and rain hat, it's incredible to feel my bare skin kissed with the sun when I'm out in the garden. Spring has risen. has risen indeed. For centuries, people have celebrated the spring, our revolving planet's own resurrection. People worshiped goddesses and the sky and the earth for centuries because we lucky earth dwellers get to be a part of this seasonal cycle. We get to awaken again. After the dormant rest of winter, we are redeemed by the sunshine, by the warm air, by the sweet smells. This is the root of Easter. What was dead is alive again. The barren trees bear fruit. Life wins. The sun returns. We live on a spinning planet, an earth that cycles through seasons, and this means there's always hope. There's always a new day ahead. The cruel death of a million brightly hued leaves in the fall and the slow, dark morning of winter is redeemed in the new life of spring. What was dead is alive again. Green buds sprout from winter's wet branches. And this redemption, it's not just about tulips and trees and flowers. It's about us. Nature shows us again and again, this too shall pass. This trouble, this cruelty, this injustice, even this joy, this too shall pass. It's all temporary. It will pass by and another season will bloom on our earth and in your life. Whatever is heavy on your heart, whatever worry keeps you from sleeping at night, this too shall pass, fading like one season fades into another, gently. And your greatest joy, those first words strung together by a child, those almost unbearable pangs of happiness that new love brings, that too shall pass, like the seasons pass. Enjoy it. Breathe in every second of it, because it's all temporary. We have to relish each blossom before it falls from the branch. It is spring, and it is Easter on this blue-green wonder we call Earth. And Tuesday is Earth Day. We haven't been good to this miracle of iron and nickel and soil and water. But you know that already. Earth Day has become so saturated with guilt and condemnations and blame, it's amazing that we can get out of bed in the morning. Yes, our planet is in trouble. It is overheated, the oceans are full of garbage, the Great Lakes are full of invasive species. But hold on. Is this really your fault? Did you run the multi-billion dollar company that dumped oil into the ocean? Did you go back in a time machine and inspire the Industrial Revolution? Did you decide to drop bombs on Grenada? No. So let's all exhale the guilt for a moment. Yes, I bet you drive sometimes when you should walk. I do too. I bet you occasionally buy a book you could get at the library. But I know you people, and I know that you care. I know you care about composting and recycling and reusing and not buying things that you don't need. So this Earth Day, I'm going to skip the speech about why you should care because I know that you do already. Let's forgive ourselves for environmental degradation that happened before we were born. Let's forgive ourselves for destruction that's completely out of our hands. I've come to the realization that we're not living in a citizen's democracy. Our leaders, although elected by us, feel more beholden to their donors than they do to individual citizens. So let's not blame ourselves for decisions they make that we can't stop them from making. Yes, we have to heal the earth. Yes, it's in big trouble. We need to recycle and we need to compost. But this Earth Day, I'm choosing redemption as my theme. The earth will arise again. I choose hope. We individual citizens can do everything that we can do. And the youth of today who will lead us tomorrow have a much deeper and wider understanding of ecology than anybody in my generation does. They will work for our redemption. And it's possible that our time on earth will end, that humans are going to put themselves out of business with their own success. But the truth is, our spinning ball of blue and green, our amazing planet, it's still going to be here. Spring will still come. The oceans will host new life and things will bloom. This destruction, this too, shall pass. With or without us, it will pass. Nature shows us again and again, season after season after season, this too shall pass. The trouble, the cruelty, the injustice, even our incredible joy, it's all temporary. It will pass by and another season will have its chance to bloom. Easter. It's not a holiday for us about a dead man rising up. It's not about a stone rolled away, but a time of resurrection for us all. Who will you be reborn in this new season in your life? How will you embrace the miracle of this very day on our spinning and ever-changing blue-green earth? We have come through the darkness into a time of great light, of blooming and fragrant spring. And this too shall pass. But for today, spring has risen. It has risen indeed.